Imagine attending a gathering where everyone has committed to absolute frankness. Virginia Woolf once found herself unpleasantly discomforted after sharing a revealing memoir about her half-brother's incestuous relationship with the Bloomsbury Group. This tension between truth-telling and social discomfort remains at the heart of memoir writing today. Unlike the boring ramblings of retired generals that once defined the genre, modern memoir is a vibrant literary form that transforms personal experience into compelling literature while navigating the ethical complexities of writing about real people and events. The modern literary memoir isn't an exhaustive chronological account. It's a story from a life focused on a specific theme or period. Think of Patricia Hampl exploring her Catholicism in Virgin Time, or Vivian Gornick examining her relationship with her mother in Fierce Attachments. By setting boundaries, you offer depth rather than breadth. What makes memoir distinctive is its blend of storytelling and reflection, creating an engaging, conversational voice that makes readers feel directly addressed. When working on your memoir, try referring to yourself as the narrator rather than I when discussing your work. This creates necessary perspective and makes critique less uncomfortable. Many writers begin memoir writing wondering, who cares? The better question is, why do you care about this? Finding your answer helps recognize your story as worthy literature, particularly important for those historically denied literary authority. Your voice is your fingerprint, with distinctive linguistic quirks, sentence rhythms, and recurring images that establish authenticity. Notice how your tone shifts with different subjects while remaining recognizably you. Identify your true preoccupations. What keeps you awake? What do you argue about passionately? What stories changed your life? When doubting your story's importance, remember how deeply you've connected with other memoirs. The stories that matter most are those you care about deeply. To overcome writing obstacles, try the blocks exercise. List what prevents your writing. Identify the most powerful block. Write about confronting this issue, then convert it to third person. This often reveals our greatest obstacles are internal, fear of judgment, perfectionism, or family secrets, rather than external. Finding the right form for your memoir is crucial. It must enhance your subject matter and reveal layers of meaning. Contemporary memoirs show remarkable diversity, from essay collections to novel-like narratives. Your chosen structure serves as a silent narrator, guiding readers through your experience. Nancy Mayer's structures Remembering the Bone House as fragmented essays about significant houses, while Joan Didion's The Year of Magical Thinking weaves between present grief and past memories, mirroring the disorientation of loss. When developing your structure, consider both chronology and theme. List significant events, identify patterns, and visualize connections. Look for natural breaking points, transformative moments that might serve as chapter divisions. Consider organizing metaphors, like seasons or locations. Structure isn't merely technical, but a meaning-making device. A memoir about grief might move backward in time, while one about discovery might follow a forward trajectory. The structure itself becomes part of your story. Memory functions as an evolving myth rather than a reliable record. While memoirists' research methods vary, verifying public facts remains important. The integrity of memoir lies in capturing the essence of events, even as transforming life into literature reshapes our memories. When addressing taboo subjects, we need both courage and care. Reframing difficult subjects as sacred rather than forbidden helps us tell important truths that social custom has suppressed. Tone shifts throughout a memoir reflect emotional responses to different experiences. Word choices create tone, as in Patricia Hampl's memoir, where terms like lingo and fiefdoms establish a specific attitude toward religious institutions. Your tone might range from reverent to irreverent, depending on the subject. To explore difficult truths, try writing about incidents others might view differently. Begin with, "It would be much too dangerous to talk about," and see where it leads. Practice writing proudly about achievements without modesty to build courage for authentic truth-telling. Three techniques form the backbone of effective memoir writing: scene, summary, and musing. Summary serves as the long shot, covering extensive time periods efficiently, while scene functions as the close-up, capturing specific moments with dialogue and sensory details. Dialogue brings characters into focus and pulls readers into the action. Rather than transcribing conversations verbatim, good dialogue requires careful selection. Read it aloud for authenticity, use attribution sparingly, and let the dialogue itself reveal character. Musing introduces the retrospective voice that distinguishes memoir from autobiography. Some writers explicitly separate reflection, like James Merrill's italicized insights in A Different Person, while others integrate it more subtly. Phrases like "there must have been" signal contemplation. Strong memoirs need all three elements. Scene and summary create the story, while musing adds depth and meaning. Like a film director, vary your approaches and check drafts specifically for these elements during revision. The key to vivid memoir writing lies in showing rather than telling through sensory details. Concrete nouns enliven writing, while abstract nouns create dullness. Instead of "the house was old," describe "the creaking floorboards, paint-shift windowsills, and musty cedar closets." Specific details provide authenticity, not just any market, but Martinez Grocery with its red-lettered awning and bell that tinkled when you opened the door. When describing people, focus on distinctive traits rather than generic descriptions. Replace "beautiful" with "quick, bird-like movements," or "she touched her collar when nervous, fingers fluttering at her throat." For places, include sensory details that evoke atmosphere: the yeasty warmth of grandmother's kitchen, the scratchy wool carpet against bare feet, the morning light through yellow curtains. These precise details ground memory in physical experience and invite readers into your remembered world. When writing about living people, we must balance our truth against potential impacts on others' lives and well-being. Revenge-motivated writing typically produces transparent prose that undermines authenticity. Memoirs handle this challenge differently. Jill Ker Conway couldn't write while her mother lived. Annie Dillard omitted family-troubling content. Russell Baker gave his wife final say over sensitive material. Teresa Jordan found sharing drafts with family sparked meaningful conversations about long-buried topics. While memoir leads inward, ground your personal stories in the wider world. Cultural references, movies, songs, historical events, fashions, situate your story in time and place. Describing watching the moon landing on a grainy TV while sitting on shag carpeting immediately places readers in the late 1960s, creating both temporal and sensory connections. The most compelling memoirs move between intimate and universal, helping readers see their own stories in yours while honoring the specificity of personal experience. Your journey involves overcoming writing myths, seeking valuable feedback, and addressing legal concerns. This is your story. Only you can write it. By mastering essential techniques and connecting personal experience to universal themes, you transform individual stories into literature that resonates across time, your carefully crafted memories becoming bridges between your experience and the wider human story.